Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to believe we are coming to the end of February of 2020 already. 2 out of 12 months are almost complete. 1/6, if you're breaking it down in, you know, a pie chart completion cycle. So that said, are you 1/6 on the way, on the path, on the journey to your big goals? Personally and professionally, your health goals, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, your relationship goals, personally, socially, professionally, your financial goals, your today money, improving your monthly recurring income, and your tomorrow money, those larger projects that bring in a little more of a larger sum windfall. Karen, good morning. So here's the deal. We're 1/6 of the way through. One step at a time. I walked 2 miles to get to this halfway point. Just shy of 2 miles to get here. One step at a time. Whether you're walking, whether you're jogging, whether you're sprinting, whether you're going through life, one step at a time with consistency gets you way further than someone who is perfectly taking no action. Imperfect action always beats perfect inaction. Write that down. Another quote from one of my mentors that he picked up from one of his mentors. You don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. You don't have to wait till everything's perfect. You can put a plot twist into your life right here, right now, today, to change the trajectory of your health mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, to change the trajectory of your relationships personally, professionally, and socially, to change the trajectory of your finances. I'm gonna share a brief story here. I'm gonna flip this around so I can do this. All right, brief story. So January 1993 to January 1997, I served active duty in the United States Marine Corps. And in doing so, there was a part of my tour at Cherry Point, North Carolina, where a second lieutenant came in from the Naval Academy, Lieutenant Antonelli, and he was a wrestler. I'm a wrestler. We began wrestling with each other and a few other people at Cherry Point. Lieutenant Antonelli told me, hey, there are all Marine tryouts going on in Quantico at the end of the year. So basically, be in the Marine Corps and you wrestle for the Marine team. Long story short, it wasn't simple, but I was rejected and rejected and rejected on trying to have my unit allow me to go to Quantico. And they were allowing Lieutenant Antonelli, they weren't allowing me. So I got denied. I got denied again. I got denied again. And my vision of me going there wasn't deterred from the denying. Like, I didn't lose faith. I didn't stop the progress. I didn't give up when I was denied once, when I was denied twice, when I was denied a third time. I went down different paths to continue on that feeling that I knew was mine to do. I'm not even really sure how, but going to people and Lieutenant Nelly and another captain and another person, another, like when I got rejected, I was like, okay, that path is closed. What's another path? Okay, that path is closed. What's another path? There never was a defeat, if that makes sense. So, long story short, Lieutenant Antonelli went there. I went there. It was a time when Bill Clinton was just the fresh president. He was elected into office. And in 92 he was elected. 93 he came in. Towards the end of 93, he did some military budget cuts, and part of the military budget cuts were some sports and athletic programs that the military had. So the Marine Corps used to keep 4 people per weight class, and after those military cuts, they only kept 2. And I was looking to be the number 4 in the weight class 149.5. It was an Olympic alternate who was number 1, a guy that was super tough that was number 2, equally tough number 3, and me at number 4. Nobody cries at a sunrise. Rob, what's up, man? Yes, so the long story of this is I never gave up on that dream, even though rejection came. And when you're in the Marine Corps or any branch of the service, it's like, look, we told you no. What are you back again for? The answer was no. Well, I understand that. I just, you know, and you just keep persistently moving forward. Persistence in the end and the ability to not give up is what led me to going to Quantico for those tryouts. Now, fast forward, Second Lieutenant Antonelli at the time ended up not only making the team, he went on to becoming the coach of the team and was promoted throughout his career to First Lieutenant, to Captain, and to Major while wrestling and coaching the wrestlers in Quantico. And he's a superb wrestler. It was an honor to be wrestling partners with him at Cherry Point, and was nice to witness his career unfold and how he's impacted so many people. And I have friends that also, Wanda's nephew graduated from the Naval Academy a couple years ago, and he knew Lieutenant, or I call him Lieutenant Antonelli, that's who I knew him as, but Major Antonelli, because he's back at the Naval Academy teaching people, I think, some jujitsu and wrestling techniques. So pretty cool to hear from afar the impact he's still having on future leaders. Now, the story continues. So when I got out of the Marine Corps, I went back to the Rochester, New York area. Victor is the high school I graduated from, and went back to Coach Mandera, who was my high school wrestling coach, who was still the wrestling coach then. And it was 1997 wrestling team, and I started practicing with the wrestling team. And I'm wrestling some tough kids. Kevin Sir, Nate Beams, you know, and a few others. And they talked me into going into an open tournament, going into this tournament in Candegua. And so Candegua's right near Victor. I invite my friends and family, and everyone comes out. And sure enough, I'm in the finals of this tournament. Now, in finals, everyone's like, oh, you're up against this tough guy. He's a ref, and he's a pretty boy, and he doesn't have an injury, but he wears a mask. Like, so in wrestling, if you have a broken nose or something like that, you can wear this mask on your face along with the headgear that basically protects your face. It's this mask, it's hard, so it holds, you can't impact, you can't cross face or do things like that. So it was odd for me to wrestle somebody who didn't have an injury, yet was still wearing the mask out of, I guess, vanity, and didn't want his face to get hurt. So long story short, the guy was tough. And in the third period, there's three periods in wrestling, 2 minutes each. Halfway through the third period, I'm down a couple points. And similar to the persistence that I shared when I was in the Marine Corps trying to get to Quantico for the tryouts, when I realized, holy crap, I'm down, and I was on the bottom, he was on top, and if I don't do anything, I'm going to lose. And my friends or family are in the stands, and I'm not going to lose. So I got to put some hustle behind this, because I know the third period's clicking away, and there's not much time. So I broke away. I think I got a reversal and some back points and ended up winning the tournament. And there's some lessons in this. Going all the way back to, you know, Cherry Point, North Carolina, trying to get to Quantico. The persistence. I was rejected, rejected, rejected. I didn't give up. I didn't take the no and adamant no, where they were yelling at me sometimes, like, look, get it through your thick head. This isn't happening. And I didn't get it through my thick head. Then in that wrestling tournament, it was just a simple decision. Holy crap, I'm down right now, and if I don't do something, I'm going to lose. It's time for me to do something. And I'm like, I don't know what, but nothing is not the option. I got to do something. And sure enough, with that decision to not throw the towel in, that decision to not give up, to do something, I end up getting my hand raised as the winner of that match and tournament. And That's the reality of life. Life is going to throw you no's. Life is going to throw you declines. Life is going to throw you situations that look like you're losing. And guess what? The game isn't over until you throw in the towel, which I wouldn't recommend, or say, you know what? Just like I said, that wrestling turn. Okay, I'm down right now, but I'm not losing. I got to take some action. And just similar to my mind was, well, no action is not the right action. I got to take some action. So wherever you are in your life, wherever you are on a scale of 0 to 5 in your health, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you don't have to throw the towel in. You can say, you know what? It's time for a plot twist. I'm not losing this. I'm still here. There's 150,000 people that were here yesterday that aren't here today. Approximately 150,000 people die every day. You and I are still here. The game's not over. The fat lady hasn't sung. It's not time to throw the towel in. It's time for a trajectory modifying plot twist. Think of those movies where there's a plot twist. You're like, whoa, what the heck happened? Today can be your plot twist to say, no, I'm not losing. Watch this. I'm changing some things. Because here's the reality. If nothing changes, nothing changes. You keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. You have to step up and step out of your comfort zone and do something differently. If you want different results, you need to make the choice that I don't like this trajectory and where this path is leading me. I have to do something differently. And that can happen in your health. Real simple. I mean, I have that 3-day Apple Fast. Go to 3dayapplefast.com. The number 3dayapplefast.com. You're going to share with a step-by-step process how to simply do this. And sure, you'll shed some weight, but that's not the value. The value is the mind shift of you stopping the habit of eating all this crap automatically, hypnotically, out of procrastination, out of boredom, out of emotional eating, out of social eating, and not fueling your body, your billion-dollar body. That's what's going to happen in those 3 days of you disconnecting from the normal hypnotic way that you've been eating. Your mind opens up to like, holy crap, I don't have to do that anymore. I can eat intentionally, which leads into now, if I can do that with food, holy cow, now you see the intentionality that awaits you in all the other areas of your life. Things don't have to be the same. You can make a change. You don't have to go through life hypnotically by default. You can actually go through life with a design and an intention, which is totally opposite from what you've done yesterday, the week before, the month before, the decade before. You have that choice to change right here, right now. So the 3-day Apple Fast is there waiting for you. That can be something out of your comfort zone to break the hypnotic, unconscious eating, which goes into every other aspect of your life. And you go into it, you know, transitioning from unconscious eating to conscious eating, unintentional eating, habitually out of convenience, out of habit, out of ritual, to now eating out of intention and your choice to fuel your billion-dollar body. And now that leads and seeps into all the other areas of life. Say, whoa, if I can do that with food, imagine what I can do in the other areas of my life. It gives you empowerment. And so when you go to 3dayapplefast.com and you give that a go, you step out of your comfort zone, you break the pattern, you break the trajectory of the decades of your life going down that path, doing it out of routine and habit and ritual and hypnotic state unconsciously, to now waking up literally out of the matrix and recognizing, oh, I was just trained breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I was just trained that, you know, think of our body as a vehicle. Think of your vehicle, a car. I was trained like, oh, it's breakfast. I got to fuel it up. Go to the gas tank and fuel it up. Well, it's already full. Well, I'm supposed to fuel it up. So I'll fuel it up and it's going to spill on the ground. Oh, now it's lunchtime. I got to go fill it up again. It really hasn't driven around or moved much, but it still needs to be filled up. Well, it's already full. Well, that's all right. I got to fill it up. So I'll spill more on the ground. Well, in your body, that turns into excess weight. That turns into fat. That turns into your excess feeding doesn't spill on the ground. It spills into growing you into something that your vehicle, it can bear and it's going to survive, but it's going to shorten its lifespan. It's going to shorten its energy capacity. Making sense? So there's a huge mental shift that happens by breaking a pattern that has been ingrained and programmed into us since birth, along with the billions of dollars of advertising that the food industries have to have us. Their goal is to be cows munching unconsciously, hypnotically all day on stuff, their non-healthy, non-energetic, non-beneficial fillers. And when you break up out of that hypnotic state, 3 days, you're going to be down some weight. But more importantly, you can recognize, whoa, I don't have to go back to the way it was. I can now choose what I'm going to put in my body, when I'm going to put it in my body. And you just recognize that shift empowers you to go from the hypnotic, doing things just because that's the way you've always done it, to intentionally, consciously living a life by design. Not by the billionaires from the program, the billionaire companies programming your mind to think, speak, and act the way they want you to think, speak, and act. By the way, this goes into pretty much every detail of our life. We are all 100% programmed. And the food shift that you get from the 3-day Apple fast allows you, in essence, to break up and wake up like Neo in the Matrix, like, holy crap. That has been a lie my whole life. Like, wow, I have more energy than ever. I have more clarity. I have some epiphanies when there's fasting. Don't, you know, I'm sure you've recognized that a lot of religions go into fasting on a regular basis and speak about it because there are benefits way deeper than just the physical aspects. It's the mental, the emotional, the spiritual breakthroughs that also occur. So I'm a comfort zone coach. I help people step out of their comfort zone. What is out of comfort zone? That's into uncertainty. That's doing things differently than what you had previously done before. And that's why there's so much profoundness in the epiphanies, far exceedingly beyond weight loss, that comes with the 3-day Apple fast. You go there and you're going to get the step-by-step process, how simple it is. You're going to be introduced to the Facebook group. Inside the Facebook group, you're going to see person after person after person sharing, hey, I tried it for the first time. Holy cow. Here are my results. And here are the epiphanies that I had. Oh, wow. Like the eye-opening. Literally, this is unplugging people from the matrix. And now when they see the intentionality that go into the simple, hypnotic, robotic, automatic, unconscious eating that's occurred probably for decades, that can transition to the conscious, intentional eating to fuel your body. Whoa, if I can do that in this area, what can I do in other areas? And how am I showing up unconsciously and hypnotically and automatically in my relationships? How am I showing up unconsciously, hypnotically, and automatically in my financial endeavors? How can I glean the lesson learned from the 3-day Apple fast and the epiphanies that came from that, of breaking the pattern and doing something that's totally different from what I've done, totally different from what all of society does, and now stepping it out of my comfort zone into uncertainty to do it, and recognizing, just like most things that are out of our comfort zone, afterwards, holy crap, that was simple. That wasn't easy. I don't know why I was worried or fearful at all. It's super simple. And how can that transition into other areas of your life? So this is your wake-up call. Wake up, Neo. The Matrix has you. You can sit there. You can stay in the Matrix. Or you can break free. You can step away from the way that society's going. And here's the general rule. If everyone's going that way, chances are best for you to go the opposite way. If that's the way everybody's doing it, you should probably do it the opposite way. Think about that. And you'll notice that with the food. You'll notice and you'll see. Like, I see it on my morning walk. People eating like cows on the road as they're driving and holding their cell phone, by the way, which is another program that they bought into. Oh, I'm good at it. I can do this. Everyone else sucks at it, but I'm great at it. I can do it, no problem. I'm a pro at it. Yeah, no one can do the driving while on the cell phone and texting. And, you know, I can't miss a smiley or a like. I can't miss, you know, that my life and everyone else's life is not as important as me missing that, you know, 1 second response time on my phone, not caring about their own lives or others, and justifying it with their, oh, I'm better. You know, so there, I see people on the walk, 2 miles here, 2 miles back, their phone on their steering wheel while they're driving, and their other hand putting chips, putting stuff in their mouth, eating automatically devaluing their life, other lives on the thing, and seeking approval from strangers who don't give a crap about them. And or friends, or you know, whatever you call it on every social network. Seeking approval of others, another program. Anyhow, break out of the matrix. Go give it a shot. Right now it's free. You know, I actually am putting together a program that's going to take it to a whole new level. It goes deeper into the, not just what most people, you know, you sell people what they want and give them what they need. Why do most people go do the 3-day Apple fast? Because most people that are above 20 years old, 20, 25 years old, will lose 5, 7, 9, 10 plus pounds in 3 days. You sell them on what they want. That's a benefit. Yes, you'll have it. Spoiler alert, when you break 3-day fast, if you go down back to eating the old way you ate prior to you doing it, you'll bounce right back up to the same weight. However, if you embrace the epiphanies and recognize that that's the way that it was prior to this, now that you've seen what you've seen and recognized and can see through the matrix, and now you recognize the hypnotic, unconscious, unintentional eating that you did, and now you transition it to conscious, intentional eating, you will keep the weight off, and actually it will continue to drop. That choice is yours. But the epiphanies above and beyond the weight loss is the real value. So in marketing, you sell people what they want and you give them what they need. Yeah, you'll get weight loss with a 3-day Apple fast, but more so, you'll unplug from the programming. You'll unplug from the unintentional living, the hypnotic living, the automatic living, and switch over to eating intentionally, living consciously, living intentionally, living a life by design, not by default. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Choice is yours, red pill or the blue pill. Stay in the program or unplug and walk the opposite way that everyone else is walking. Anyhow, I'm gonna switch this over. It's too pretty to look at me. So there we have it. It's a beautiful day, it's a beautiful morning. Melissa, what's happening? Fred, what's happening? Franco, what's happening? And for those who see this afterwards, what's happening? That all ends up in your hands. I would recommend you go to the number 3dayapplefast.com. 3dayapplefast.com, and recognize the benefits that are far deeper and life-changing as it unplugs you from the hypnotic, unconscious, unintentional eating habits that probably have been with you since childhood. And how this can free you to not just eating intentionally and consciously, but living intentionally and consciously in all other areas as well. All right, let's rock the day. Make today great. Bye for now.